The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, welcome to hour number two. Jim Paris here with you, editor-in-chief of the website ChristianMoney.com. And I love tonight's, what we're going to do tonight here in hour number two, but some people have warned me because on occasion when I get into UFOs, when I get into things like Bigfoot and Mothman, people will tell me, consultants and so forth, hey, you're supposed to be a Christian financial guy. Interview a mutual fund manager. And my response to that is, that's just not as fun as interviewing somebody about UFOs or Mothman or Bigfoot. And so the show is about things that are, I'm curious about, things that I'm interested in. And oddly enough, lots of you are interested in as well because of the following that we've been able to grow here in just 2.5 months over at GCN and all the downloads we're getting, my goodness, on the internet. So no more delay. We're in hour number two, and let's kind of set it up here for you. Although the Mothman legacy began over 40 years ago on a chilly fall night in 1966, it has since become the stuff legends are made of. It has grown into a phenomenon known all over the world by millions of curious people asking questions about what happened. Some people describe this creature as a giant bird without a head. Others say it's a demon. There was even a Hollywood movie made about it, The Mothman Prophecies, starring Richard Gere. And there's one guy on this planet that knows more about Mothman, in my opinion, than anyone else. And he's with us right now, live on the line, our guest tonight in hour number two here, Jeff Walmsley, author of Mothman, The Facts Behind the Legend. Good to have you with us, Jeff.
Well, thanks for letting me come on the show. I appreciate it.
Hey, well, I want to give you...
That's a big build-up to follow, though.
Well, look, I'm telling you, I have been fascinated with Mothman for years, and I've never visited your small town.
Right.
And I know you have a big thing coming up in 3 weeks, the Mothman Festival. Tell us about that.
Right. Well, the Mothman Festival, this is our 13th year, and it's grown every year. We started that back in 2002, I think it was. And it's just, it's grown into a really unique festival. We have all kinds of guest speakers and authors and investigators and all kinds of, people come to show up, and we, have like a guest speaker forum. We have all kinds of people bring merchandise to sell, and it's just a really unique gathering. We have live music, we do hayrides, we do bus tours. And it's grown into one of the biggest festivals in the state of West Virginia. So we're getting ready for that, and just a real unique gathering. It's not like your typical festivals and stuff. We try to have a lot of unique things for people to come and network. It's like a big family reunion for a lot of people. A lot of the same people come back each year.
And the MothmanFestival.com is the website for the Mothman Festival.
Right,
and that's coming
right
up on September 20th and September 21st. And before we get into the whole Mothman story, which we want to do tonight, what is it like in Point Pleasant, West Virginia? I mean, other than this Mothman story, are you sort of a Mayberry small town that just happens to have this odd twist in your community of this Mothman story?
Yeah, I would say it's a small town, basically a lot like it was back in the 60s when all this started taking place. You know, we get thousands and thousands of visitors that come each year, you know, to the festival, to the museum, and things like that. And I'm just the other day, you know, people were saying, you know, we want to come here and live. You know, we want to buy a house here because, you know, we're from, you know, they were from a bigger city. And they just, you know, they're really fascinated by the, how friendly people are. And, you know, Point Pleasant is known. You can go anywhere in the world and for most people, and they say, Point Pleasant, you know, that's where the Mothman was sighted, you know. So, but, yeah, it's a real, you know, it's a smaller town and stuff, but I was born and raised in Point Pleasant, you know, and grew up there and spend a lot of time there even now.
And I understand from the book that you were only about age five
right.
when all of this was occurring, but
right.
being kind of a favorite son there, living there your whole life, you probably know everybody, you have been able to get people to talk and share
right.
stories, sometimes with their name, sometimes anonymously.
Yeah.
And that's been a huge part of your success in getting more details out on this. Let's
right.
go back to the beginning. So the headline here on the back of your book, it says it all started with this headline, couple sees man-sized bird, creature, something. And this was in the fall of 1966. And what's bizarre about Mothman, we have, of course, all kinds of, you know, reports every day. People see this, people see that. But this is strange because so many different people saw the Mothman. And you cannot, you can maybe dismiss one or two or three, but when you get this many different credible reports, there
right.
had to be something.
Yeah.
Your thoughts for the skeptics that want to just say this is just sort of an urban legend and you guys are, you put a little statue there in your town center
right.
With the Mothman, and you're just using this to kind of drum up money for your festival and your museum and so forth. What would be for you the most compelling piece of fabric to this whole story that makes you a believer that it was for real?
Well, I'm like you. I mean, if it would have been three or four people, which at first it was two young married couples, that just happened to live about four doors away from my family. That's how I got kind of, you know, in the middle of it and stuff, even though I was 5 years old. But over a year and a half, you had over 100 reported sightings. Now, my theory is there was probably another 200 sightings that went unreported. I had people come up to me even to this day, you know, elderly people that come up into the museum and they'll say, you know what, we saw this thing, but we were afraid to report it because people would have thought we were nuts, you know. These are credible people. You had credible business people, elderly people. It wasn't just those first four. And, you know, granted, there were different theories. You know, some people thought it was an enormous bird, a giant bird. Other people thought that it was more of a creature, you know, a crypto type creature, and then you had those people that thought this was of biblical, you know, biblical proportions and stuff.
So this,
you know,
there were those that said this was a fallen angel that had the wings and all of that. If you could aggregate the descriptions, if you could take all of the descriptions and kind of put them into a big bucket and shake them all up, what would we be what are we looking at here? What did this creature look like if you could take into account what the typical description was? How big was it? What color was it? What about the glowing eyes? Describe to us, paint a picture of what Mothman looked like.
Well, most all of the descriptions said, you know, 6 to 7 feet tall, shaped like a man, but those red eyes were the common denominator. Linda Scarberry told me that the eyes looked like they were about the size of baseballs, 2 inches apart. Most people couldn't see any facial features because they were kind of riveted to the eyes. You know, they were looking directly at those eyes. A lot of them said the head was shrunken down into the shoulders. They didn't really see any shoulders. As far as flying, you know, some of those people, you know, it came over top of their car.
And it flew faster than the speed of a racing car as well.
Right.
Our guest is Jeff Walmsley, the book Mothman, The Facts Behind the Legend. We're going to have more questions for him, and we're going to open up the phone lines as well for you to ask your questions. We'll be back right after this.
He became a millionaire by the age of 30, but ended up in bankruptcy, losing it all by the age of 40. The amazing story of one man driven to the brink of death after becoming the victim of an embezzlement scheme. After planning his own suicide, he turned to God and discovered a secret so powerful that it changed his life forever. How to Pray for a Financial Miracle is more than just one man's story of beating the odds and rebuilding his life after a total financial collapse. It's a book that reveals a life-changing prayer method that anyone can use to find hope during life's darkest financial trials. You will learn how to enlist God's help in solving your financial problems, the biggest prayer mistake most people make when approaching God with a financial need, how prayer can provide you with immediate answers and direction to your most pressing financial issues, how to pray for a financial miracle, an Amazon.com bestseller from James L. Paris, the editor of ChristianMoney.com, how to pray for a financial miracle, available in paperback or for Kindle from Amazon.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
Okay, we are back. We are live on this Labor Day weekend, Sunday night here, August the 31st, 2014. Program note, my guest next Sunday night in hour number two of the program will be Wayne Allen Root, former vice presidential candidate on the Libertarian Party ticket. He'll be talking about his latest book, Murder of the Middle Class. Excited about that. And we rescheduled Jerome Corsi with his book. It's a great book about shocking evidence that Adolf Hitler may have escaped from Nazi Germany. And producer Faith is working on that booking. And we had to reschedule with him, but he'll be back with us. I think he's going to be on in 2 or 3 weeks. And we've got some other pretty interesting things lined up that we'll tell you about next week. Some other guests that we've got really close to being booked. Our guest tonight in hour number two is Jeff Walmsley. And he's an expert on Mothman. And he's got a couple of books out. If you go to Amazon.com and type in his name, Jeff, last name Walmsley, W-A-M-S-L-E-Y. Pronounce Walmsley. I hope I got that right. Is that right, Jeff?
You actually got it right. A lot of people say Walmsley, but it
well,
is Walmsley.
I cheated. I listened to a couple of your interviews before tonight, so I picked that up. But you can also go to the website mothmanlives.com, mothmanlives.com. And, Jeff, do I understand right that the museum there, is that you also, or are you the guy that runs the museum as well?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, we just now relocated into a brand new location this past week, and it's all new facility, bigger, more room, you know, more displays, and you know, so yeah, the museum came about 8 years ago. We came across a lot of the movie props, you know, the one that you mentioned with Richard Gere, the Mothman Prophecies. A lot of the archives that I collected over the years from some of those witnesses, I find stuff all over the place, even eBay, you know, rare documents and archives and movie props, Silver Bridge archives, all kinds of, you know, my dad shot all kinds of home movies, you know, when the bridge disaster, when it happened.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because that's part of this story that a lot of people don't know. Shocking story. The Silver Bridge is what's called an I-bar chain suspension bridge. Now, the bridge was built in 1928, and folks, if you go to Point Pleasant, if you want to get over to the Ohio side from West Virginia, this was the bridge that you would go over, and that's the bridge that people commuted on all throughout the day. So the bridge collapses in 1967, and if I understand this right, from reports, how many people died? It was like 40 or 50 people, is that right?
46.
46 yep. People died. Now, this is amazing. It was a cold December day, so probably a lot of those people died just from being exposed to that cold of water and just the shock on their system of that happening. But what is the Mothman connection? Is this the worst, in terms of fatalities, worst bridge disaster ever? Because
US
I know
history,
that the one in Minnesota, which was horrible, I believe that the number of casualties there, I just had this up on my screen, I think it was less than 20. Do you know what that number was?
Not sure what it was.
Oh yeah, 13. It's 13 people were killed in the 2007 bridge collapse in Minneapolis. So all these people died. Just unbelievable. And this is a small town. So this was a big deal. Probably everybody knew several people who died. And then some people, I know one of the writers, John Keel, connected this to Mothman. Tell us about the bridge collapse and how that got connected to the Mothman story.
Well, the main reason was because it happened right at about the same time, you know, as the Mothman sightings. Mothman sightings started around 66, you know, but, you know, the movie kind of portrays it as after the bridge fell, all the Mothman sightings stopped, which really is not the case. I mean, it went on, you know, for years after that. I mean, you know, I talked to people, you know, in the 80s that were seeing stuff in the 70s. But it was the worst bridge disaster in U.S. history. You know, and some people say, well, you know, they seen these men in black out there walking up and, you know, up and down on the bridge and climbing up and down on the tower. And, You know, you talk to different people. The reason the bridge fell, or at least the technical reason, was the I-bar failed, and it was a suspension-type bridge. There was only two of them in the United States, one in Point Pleasant and one in St. Mary's, West Virginia. So as soon as the Silver Bridge collapsed, they closed the one in St. Mary's. But that bridge was designed in 1928 for horse and buggy. It wasn't designed for coal trucks and semi-trucks and stuff like that.
So now, being that you were only around 5 years old at the time, five or six years old.
6 years old, yeah.
So were did your parents pretty much shield you from all that was going on, or do you have any memories of all those people dying?
I remember distinctly when the bridge fell, my mother still lives in the same house, probably about 5 miles away, and I distinctly remember being in the basement playing, and I heard a boom. And I thought it was maybe a sonic boom, you know, a jet breaking the sound barrier. But that was actually the bridge, you know, collapse. And, of course, like I said, my dad went down with the old Browning 8mm home movie camera. And we have that footage. You know, I showed some of that footage in the museum and stuff. Now, he didn't go there a minute after it fell, but he went the next day and stood on the flood wall and filmed. And my cousin was actually on the fire department, and he filmed a lot of it, too. But, yeah, it was a bad time for Point Pleasant, and like you said, everybody knew somebody that was on it.
Now, what about the notion that the Mothman, when he shows up, he is a precursor to something bad happening, and was there even allegedly a sighting where this creature was seen on or near the bridge, or was that Hollywood making the story more interesting?
Well, you know, like I said, John Keel's book, The Mothman Prophecies, the movie was loosely based on that book, you know, and I had a chance to work with John Keel some and talk to him about some of that stuff. You know, he never really talked a whole lot about, you know, prophecy, but, you know, he was one paranoid individual, you know, this Men in Black stuff and his phone line being tapped and all that. But, you know, he worked along with Mary Heyer, who was the local reporter. Now, she told him that, you know, that she was having dreams of Christmas presents floating in the water. You know, that's portrayed in the movie, and things like that. So, you know, some people connected the bridge collapse to a lot of this, the Mothman sightings, and the locals called it, you know, Big Bird sightings and stuff like that. I did talk to one lady that in the second book that told me her her uncle on his deathbed told her that he did see a large bird-like creature flying back and forth across the river, you know, just days before that bridge collapsed and stuff. So, you know, different people have different perspectives on it and stuff. You know,
certainly you can make the argument, well, the bridge was built in 1928, maybe
right.
It just collapsed. But then, you don't know, Mothman was making his appearance around that same time. So we're going to talk about Mothman and what's been happening with the creature in recent years. Is he still around? What's the latest on it? Has he been seen in other places other than West Virginia? All of that and your phone calls right here on Jim Paris Live.
A reporter is plunged into the dark world of money laundering and the worldwide crime network when he stumbles across a scam so big that his life is on the line. Now the true story can finally be told. An investigation that will take you across the globe to England, Eastern Europe, Australia, Panama, Africa, and New Zealand. How an international network of money launderers got away with more than $100 million stolen from the Christian community. Exposing the Ponzi Masters is the true account of one man determined to expose the truth and the legions that tried to stop him. A story so dark that you won't believe what you are reading. A story so important it's being monitored by government agencies worldwide. Exposing the Ponzi Masters, a true crime expose from James L. Paris, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com. Exposing the Ponzi Masters, available on Kindle from Amazon.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
We are back. We are live with you on this Labor Day weekend, Sunday night. Tomorrow's the official holiday, right? So there's going to be a lot of big sales, so I'm told. And one of our editors at ChristianMoney.com wanted me to mention that he put up a special piece over at the blog, blog.christianmoney.com, where you can go to one particular website to see all of the deals that are going to be going on. They're already going on, I guess, over the weekend, but then again, tomorrow. So if you want to find that website and find out all of the deals, both at local stores and online as well, websites like Amazon and all the special deals that are going on this last official weekend of the summer, I guess, as we most of us think of it. Check out the blog, blog.christianmoney.com, blog.christianmoney.com. Our guest is Jeff Walmsley. His book is Mothman, The Facts Behind the Legend. We're going to open up the phone lines now. If you have a question or a comment on the Mothman story, 877-317-6432. And yes, if you're listening over the internet or you're listening on the radio, we are live right now. Many people think we're pre-recorded. We are live. Tonight is August the 31st. 2014. It's Labor Day weekend, and we are live here 9 to 11 Eastern. Again, the number to join us with your comment or question tonight on the topic of Mothman. You'll talk right to Jeff Walmsley, 877-317-6432, 877-317-6432. Or we will take your questions by email. I know a lot of you are listening over your computers. Jim@ChristianMoney.com. Jim@ChristianMoney.com is the email address. Okay, Jeff, so one of the things that I would like to get into tonight that we haven't touched on is how long it's been since there has been a bona fide Mothman sighting in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. If we were to go all the way back, how many years, or has it been recent that the creature has been seen?
Well, I wouldn't say per se in Point Pleasant. You know, I get emails constantly from all over the world, people seeing stuff that, you know, kind of resembles what was going on in Point Pleasant. It's hard to validate all those sightings, you know, and say, yeah, that's exactly the same thing that was going on in Point Pleasant. You know, I've got newspaper clippings in the museum from 74. Like I said, I talked to a few people as late as the, you know, mid to late 80s that were seeing a few things. I think the bulk of those sightings, 66, 67, 68, you know, right around in there was the most concentrated reported sightings to the, you know, the sheriff's department and things like that. But, you know, there's things going on all around the world that resemble, could be the same thing that people were seeing in Point Pleasant.
What would you consider to be the most kind of paralleled story out there? Another city somewhere else, whether in the U.S. or somewhere else in the world, where they're kind of having the Mothman experience right now, and maybe even they had some type of a tragic event happen, like the bridge collapse. Is there anything that would parallel the Mothman story from the 60s today?
I talked to a girl from Russia in the museum not too long ago, you know, and she mentioned the Chernobyl, you know, because there were reports that they saw a large, dark, bird-like figure flying around. And, you know, I never really gave that too much credibility because, well, number one, I wasn't there and I didn't know anybody. But then when I got to talking to her, and, you know, she said there's a whole, a story behind that over there. You know, they had a specific name for it. They didn't necessarily call it, you know, Mothman or whatever.
They called him a Sputnik Man.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The but, Russian,
you know,
version.
At first, I didn't realize that she was from Russia until I got to talk to her, and I detected the accent and everything. And,
wow.
You know, she said, yeah, Chernobyl, you know, people were seeing this whatever flying around and stuff. So, you know, I thought, well, maybe there is something to that, you know. Of course, you know, 9/11, you know, there were people saying they seen something there. And it's, you know, with Photoshop and everything, you can do all kinds of stuff. Not saying that it really wasn't, you know, true or anything. It's just, it's real hard for me to take those emails and say, yep, that's exactly what they were seeing here. You know, it's hard to do that.
All right, now the first question coming in by email, questions coming in from the Chicago area. I'm just going to paraphrase this. They're asking you, Jeff, at this point, with all you know, all you've read, all the people you've interviewed, the book, the museum, the festival, you're the guy. They want to know, have you come to a conclusion what Mothman is? Do you have your own theory? For example, our friend L.A. Marzulli, who I understand also knows you, he thinks that this is a demonic type of a creature. There are other people that think, well, this is a natural bird. It's just like Bigfoot. It's this unusual thing that we haven't seen it before, so we assume all these strange things. You being the guy that probably knows more than anyone, have you come to a bottom line conclusion as to what this creature is or was?
Well, you know, that's one of the toughest questions I get asked. In every interview I do, they say, what do you think it was, you know? And I have not come to a total conclusion yet because I'm still, you know, seeking out more witnesses, and they're getting harder to come by. I mean, a lot of those people still won't talk about it. They live in Point Pleasant. They admit to me that they saw it, but they won't go into great detail and stuff. And, you know, sometimes I kind of like shy away from being called an expert because I'm a lot like the people that are emailing you and the people that come to the festival. They're trying to find answers, and that's what I've always tried to do. You know, I don't really claim to be an expert because I'm still puzzled as to what these people were seeing, you know, myself. So the answer to that question would be I'm still searching, you know.
Is there anything, would there be anything, Jeff, in the witness accounts, the people that have supposedly seen Mothman, What about those witness accounts leans towards this being a supernatural creature, such as a demon, as opposed to a bird, like a natural, part of nature? Right. Was there anything? Did it have kind of any super types of abilities, like it could pick up a car or it could fly at a rate of speed that just could not make this a natural part of creation, if you will?
Well, I think most of those original witnesses and stuff did not go that direction. They said it was more of a physical creature, like a crypto type. You know, it was a giant bird-like man, you know, wings, red eyes. Now, a lot of those people did experience a lot of mental issues, you know, afterwards. Paranoia, looking over their shoulder, always hearing noises, and, you know, just all kinds of stuff like that. You know, that it really messed with some of them afterwards and stuff. But, you know, most of those original witnesses that I talked to described it, you know, as something, you know, nobody was ever physically harmed. Nobody was attacked. You know, there weren't any cars picked up or anything like that, but they could not rationalize what they were seeing. You know, they could just never pinpoint what it was that they were, you know, encountering and stuff, and that really bothered them. You know, they just couldn't come to a final, explanation as to what it was, so...
Next question coming in here from Florida by email. They want to know, in your view, do you have an opinion as to why Point Pleasant, West Virginia, of all places? Mm-hmm. Was there any kind of a backstory, like there was a group of witches that were congregating and this kind of set this all off? Or does anybody have a backstory that would connect this together to make it make sense why your little town? It's like we're watching an episode of Andy Griffith and all of a sudden a creature appears. Why Point Pleasant, West Virginia? Excellent question coming here by email.
Well, John Keel always told me he thought that the Mothman story came to Point Pleasant because Point Pleasant is almost a window to paranormal activity.
All right, we'll pick it up there, Jeff. Okay. Unfortunately, break coming up here. We're talking about Mothman with Jeff Walmsley, author of Mothman, The Facts Behind the Legend. You're listening to Jim Paris Live. Hi, this is Jim Paris, radio talk show host and editor of the website ChristianMoney.com. You may know me from my numerous appearances on the 700 Club. I was a multimillionaire by the age of 30, but ended up in bankruptcy by the age of 40. What I learned during my financial collapse was a revolutionary new way of praying for my finances, and it's revealed in my brand new book, How to Pray for a Financial Miracle. Now, the book has been endorsed by Dave Ramsey, former vice presidential candidate Wayne Allen Root, TV radio talk show host George Norrie, and countless others. I want to send you a free 48-minute audio overview of the book. All I need you to do is call my office and leave your email address on my voicemail. The number to dial, 888-427-8755. 888-427-8755. Again, 888-427-8755.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottle 30 day summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
Okay, we are back. Our guest is Jeff Walmsley. The book is Mothman, The Facts Behind the Legend. You can get it at Amazon.com. His websites are MothmanLives.com, and then there's MothmanFestival.com, MothmanMuseum.com. And we're talking about Point Pleasant, West Virginia. Great question came in from a listener in Florida. We got rudely interrupted by commercials. And Jeff, we're going to go back to that question. Why Point Pleasant, West Virginia? I don't remember hearing you address this in some of the interviews I listened to, but you say that the author John Keel had a theory about why this was happening in your small town.
Well, he felt that that Point Pleasant was just basically a window to some of this paranormal, a lot of UFO activity and stuff like that going on too. There was also a military presence where a lot of these sightings took place up in the TNT area, which was during World War II is where they manufactured explosives, okay?
Hmm.
Sort of what I refer to it as Point Pleasant's own Roswell. And it's a vacated area now, but in the 60s, that's where a lot of the kids would go to run around, and kind of a lover's lane type, you know, area. But, you know, you have bunkers up there. You had the North Power Plant, which was a building that a lot of people were seeing this thing, this creature, bird, whatever, on top of this building, inside of the building. So, you know, that people thought that, the National Guard, you know, was there during the 60s. You know, they kept people from going in there looking for it, you know, so then the conspiracy theories started kind of coming up. And
But you're saying John Keel also thought that Point Pleasant could be kind of a unique location on the globe where maybe there was something about it that
right.
made it kind of a gateway or a,
exactly.
an area. And you said something fascinating to me that I was not aware of about the UFO activity.
Oh, yeah.
Is your area, is it historically a hot zone for UFOs? And does that carry forward to today?
Not so much today. Back in the 60s, it was just real commonplace. I mean, you know, Keel also talked about, you know, military presence with the UFO stuff, you know. But people were seeing a lot of UFOs before these Mothman sightings started. So there was a connection there. People thought that maybe this was, you know, something connected to the strange lights and the UFOs and things like that. But yeah, it was, we have tons of newspaper clippings in the museum from all the UFO sightings and stuff.
And the book, I love the book because it has actual newspaper clippings in it. And yep, some of them are really a little humorous. I flipped open here to the one page where some people were speculating that it might have been a giant sand crane, a sandhill crane.
Yep.
And we actually, I'm looking at this picture. I have seen birds like this around here in Florida. And these are very big birds. Some of them can be 4 or 5 foot tall, not 7 foot tall, but maybe if you're, you know, out and you're having a couple of beers and you're it's dark, maybe you think it's 7 foot tall. But it is interesting that people thought it might have been that. But all kinds of pictures in here. We could probably spend hours talking about this.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to ask you though to share with us maybe the two most compelling accounts that that you might share on your tour. And by the way, folks, if you do go up there to Point Pleasant, there is a tour as well. And Jeff, are you the one that actually does the tours for the folks?
Yeah, we do bus tours on selected weekends.
The TNT area that you mentioned is still there?
Yep.
Wow, that's great. So you can actually get to see...
It's not operational or anything. It's just vacant buildings and bunkers and stuff like that, yeah.
But it's still, the remains are still there, so you still kind of have the ruins of that. But maybe give us a little bit of a chill here tonight before we go to bed.
Okay.
Give us like a couple of the stories that really resonated with you about, you know, from the witness accounts about Mothman.
Well, probably the one that I stick with the most is Linda Scarberry. She passed away about 3 years ago, but she was in the car the first night. And, you know, they saw it, the two young couples. They're heading back into town on Route 62. It comes over top of their car. I went up there with her when I did that first book, and we went to all the landmarks. I had her tell me everything that happened. The most chilling thing she ever told me is when she told me it came over top of their car, and I said, could you see how big the wingspan was? Because she said it basically glided. Every now and then, it intermittently would flap its wings. That's how big it was. And she said the wings were so big when it flapped its wings, or, you know, that the occupants of the car could hear the wings hitting the bottom of the car doors.
Wow.
The loud thud as it was almost wrapping around that car. And when she told me that, I thought to myself, I was like, who could make something like that up? You know, and that sent chills down my spine, you know. The paint on the doors were scuffed up whenever they went to the sheriff's department.
Wow.
So, you know, that was something that kind of sent chills down my spine. Some of the other people, Bob Bosworth, for example, now his interview's in the second book. They went into the North Power Plant because they saw something on top of it. And he said this thing literally walked up to the doorway but would not come into the light. The moonlight was shining through the walkway. And he told me, he said, I could have retched out and touched it. That's how close I was to it. But he said this thing was at least 7 feet tall. And he said it stood there and just looked at him and his buddy. His buddy had just got back from doing a tour of Vietnam. And I talked to him on the phone, and he told me, he said, I've seen a lot of scary stuff in Vietnam, but he said, I was never as scared as I was that night when we were looking at that thing, you know. So, you
now,
know.
Now, I can imagine in a town like yours in West Virginia that the term riding shotgun would actually mean something. Did anybody ever take a shot at this thing?
Well, after all these sightings started, everybody and her brother was up there looking for it. That's when the National Guard stopped it because there were miles and miles of cars. My mom and dad took me up there. I don't remember, but, you know, people were bringing guns up there. They wanted to take a shot at it. You know, they were shooting at everything that flew. And it was a danger. It was a safety issue. So they stopped it. They wouldn't let anybody go up there. And then that's when everybody started thinking, well, you know, they've caught it or they've shot it or trying to hide it, you know. It's right out of a science fiction movie.
Yeah, that's
right there.
That's all. I mean, I can't even imagine with everything going on in the 1960s. And this is what
right.
people that didn't live in the 1960s don't really understand. I mean,
exactly.
we're looking at 1963, the assassination of John F. Kennedy. We're
right.
talking about the assassination of Martin Luther King, Bobby Kennedy, the Vietnam War, the Kent State shootings. All this stuff is going on. The
yep.
bridge collapses. Almost 50 people die. And then this creature is seen by over 100 witnesses. It must have been just scary being alive in Point Pleasant at that time. I just can't imagine.
I was a little older at that time, you know. I was
yeah,
only
too.
5 or 6 years old. I sometimes wish I was, you know, maybe 15 or 20 so I could remember more about it, you know.
Well, here's a great question from our last emailer, emailing us from California. This
mm-hmm.
shows how bad I am as an interviewer. This guy's got the question of the night. I should ask you this first. He says, where did the name Mothman come from? Who coined
okay.
the term Mothman, and why do we call it Mothman?
Well, like I said, the locals still refer to it as the Big Bird. That came from a newspaper reporter. I don't know if you remember the Batman TV show, but there was actually
right.
a character in there called Mothman. And
oh, really?
People thought, well, this thing was avoiding light. You know, a lot of people seen it at night, Tom. It had wings, almost like a moth. So that newspaper reporter just kind of nonchalantly named it Mothman, and then that's pretty much how that stuck. But if you talk to anybody local here in Point Pleasant, they'll say, oh, you mean the Big Bird, you know.
Okay.
But,
now they're not talking about the Sesame Street Big
no,
Bird.
No, no.
That guy he makes over $300,000 a year. He probably does better financially
right.
than Mothman, unless Mothman's getting a cut of like all your books and your museum and all that. Which who knows? In this, you know, you might have a good representative. So if somebody gets in their car or gets in a plane, gets to your area, they go to Point Pleasant.
Uh-huh.
They can visit your museum. They can go to your festival
yep.
September 20th. You have tours. You have books available. What all can they see if they could? There's actually a Mothman statue in the town square, I understand, as well.
Yeah. John Keel actually christened that statue, you know, back in about almost 10 years ago. Yeah, stainless steel, about 12 feet tall. People
wow.
there all hours of the day, all hours of the night. The museum sits right beside of the statue and stuff. There's a lot of history in Point Pleasant. It's not all Mothman, you know. There's a lot of historical stuff. But you know, when people come to the museum, they can decide for themselves. I'm not out to convince anybody of anything. I just try to provide some of the articles for them to look at, you know. They can
Jeff Walmsley, author of Mothman, The Facts Behind the Legend. Thank you so much for joining us. Get his book. It's fascinating. Go to his website, mothmanlives.com. This is Jim Paris here, as always, to help you make the most of God's money. We'll talk to you next time.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.